drive all night.
Kiss him in the back room, beat him, mack him against the wall. At least it's not my game. Kiss him in the bathroom, beat him, turn him my shirt red. Dear God, it's not my last Friday. Top names written on the wall. Keep your face expressionless.
Everyone, welcome to Drive All Night. So, housekeeping first. I have an episode of this podcast in the works that just seems to have not happened yet because of conflicting schedules, but one of the hosts of I Like to Movie Movie, which is a podcast that's about movies, which, big surprise by the name, is hosted by some funny guys. And they talk about movies in a very sincere and fun and humorous way. Garrett, one of the hosts will be on this podcast in the next few weeks or so. That said, today I just wanted to check in with you guys and tell you a little bit about some podcasts that I haven't talked about before and update you on a couple ones that I have. So hopefully after you listen to this short podcast, you go check some of these out because these folks are way cooler than I am, which probably goes without saying. Recently, I discovered a few new podcasts just through the searching iTunes, and unfortunately, some of them don't exist anymore, like they've run their course, but that doesn't mean I can't listen to their archives. One such is called Doing the Nasty, which is about the video nasties. I think I might have mentioned Chris Brown's podcast, the Video Nasties podcast. This is also a podcast that follows the Video Nasties. If you're not familiar with the Video Nasties, that's a list of banned movies in England during the whole Thatcher era where they didn't allow people to watch a lot of movies with so-called objectionable content. Movies like Cannibal Holocaust, Driller Killer, and several others, I think 17 total, were there from the beginning to the end, and a handful of others were added on throughout. Some were added, some were taken off, etc., etc. Some of them seemed like there was a haphazard manner in which they were chosen. Movies like The Toolbox Murders or Funhouse, where there were a lot of other movies that were worse that weren't on the list. Of course, movies like Cannibal Holocaust earned their way onto that list for sure. Movie I personally can't make it all the way through. The animal cruelty is what gets me. Same reason I can't watch Necromantic. I never even made it to the necromancy parts because of the rabbit death early on. So I'm not one for extreme cinema in a lot of cases. Unfortunately, that's not my cup of tea. But I do like learning about the video nasties. For some reason, it's a very interesting time to me, probably because I'm very interested in the whole idea of censorship and fighting against censorship and all of that jazz. So this was a really interesting listen for me to kind of bone up, in addition to Christopher Brown's analysis, which I listened from beginning to end about every single one of the movies on the list. I also checked this one out. Good podcast. Lots of interesting tidbits. Two guys from Great Britain. So they're there. They have more insight than anyone here from America would. Just really interesting stuff. Unfortunately, they're done. Like the Video Nasties podcast is also done. But those are two podcasts actually covering the same kind of material in a different way that are worth listening to if you're a film geek or just interested in censorship or interested in horror and exploitation. Just worth listening to. So that's one of the ones I recently discovered that doesn't exist anymore or exists but is no longer being updated or having new episodes. Another one is a podcast called Sloppy Seconds, the movie sequel podcast, also from the same network of podcasts as the one I just mentioned. So, pretty easily, it covers sequels, and it's another interesting one. The name of that network, by the way, is Horrorphilia. If you look up Horrorphilia on iTunes, a bunch of podcasts will come up. One called Kiss the Goat that I just subscribed to, I have not listened to yet. A lot of it's obviously horror-related, Horrorphilia. So, those were some new ones that I just recently checked out. Another new one is one that I'm co-hosting, called the Reddit Horror Club 2, Dead by Dawn. Reddit Horror Club is a horror club on Reddit. If you go to r/horrorclub, you'll see that there's a weekly selection that a group of us watch and talk about. Sometimes discussions are a couple people's comments. Sometimes they are 100 to 150 comments. You never know. Recently, they've been a little slow, so we decided to pick up the podcast again that used to be recorded by a few folks who are now doing a podcast called Horror Movie Night, another one you should check out, which I do believe I mentioned briefly once before. But those folks went and did that podcast because they got picked up by the Geekscape Network. So one of the other members and myself recently decided to start the Reddit Horror Club podcast again, and we were calling it Reddit Horror Club 2, Dead by Dawn. I hope everyone gets the reference. If you're not a horror movie fan, it's Evil Dead 2, Dead by Dawn. However, the point of the story is we're only two episodes in so far, a third one coming out probably Sunday. We've covered last week on the first episode more just introductions and a little bit about the movies that had been chosen this round that we hadn't gotten to cover because we just started. But this week we really were in our real format where we just spent time on one movie. That movie was Mr. Brooks, which is not really a horror movie, but it's a pretty great thriller in my mind. The two hosts, myself and Anastasia, didn't necessarily agree on its greatness. And the selector of the movie from the club spoke as well, and he talked about why he selected it and what about it interested him, and had some interesting things to say. And he's one of the hosts of that previously mentioned horror movie night. He also hosts a podcast called St. Mort Show. And I'll have links to all that stuff here in the show notes. Because the whole idea of this podcast is for you to hear about some ideas of podcasts to check out, right? So, those are those. And there's another one that I'm putting out, which I mentioned once before, with my 7-year-old son. I'll talk about that next go-round, because that episode will be up. But if you want to check it out, it's not horror movie related, or necessarily movie related, although I'm sure we'll talk about movies sometimes. It's called The Far Out Kids Cast. There's a teaser episode up, which was just me rapping with my kids, and it's ridiculous and goofy. And we just recorded a short, about 5 to 10 minutes of arable interview with one of my good friends, Luke Eccles, from the band Awaking Mercury. And we're going to be having more formal interviews. Well, formal is a hard thing to say about a 7-year-old, but more interviews of people that we don't personally know in the near future, and we have them lined up, but that's going to be on a monthly format. So I'll talk more about the first episode after it posts. So we'll hear hopefully next go around in 2 weeks, or maybe next week whenever I record another episode of this podcast, probably the one that you'll get to hear Garrett from Movie I Like to Movie on. I'll talk about the Far Out Kids Cast then. So those new podcasts that I highlighted, specifically Sloppy Seconds and the Doing the Nasty podcast, are worth listening to. But if you're not a movie buff and you're into, let's say, music, a really cool podcast that was not necessarily recorded initially as a podcast has recently joined the Cinepunks Network. And you've heard me discuss Cinepunks before. Cinepunks has been expanding their brand with a network such as what we've been doing here. And recently put up these archives of something called Loud Fast Philly, which Joseph Gervasi, who is jack of all trades, music guy in the local Philly scene. He runs Diabolic DVD. He runs, I think he's part of Exhumed Films. He's kind of movies, music, a little bit of everything. He was part of the Cabbage Collective. He used to book shows. I don't know. He's just been doing a lot of things over his life that are all really interesting. And what he decided to do a few years back was interview folks who were part of the Philly scene to just kind of chronicle it. And it was really cool because you get to hear chronicles of people you may have heard of, people you may not have heard of, talking about the whole Philly scene over, I'd say, you know, the last 20 plus years, people that have been part of it for a long, long time. Some older guys like the guy from Dead Milkmen, whose name escapes me right now, Adam Gorin from Adam and His Package. Really cool interviews. If you're not from Philly, you probably still have heard of a lot of these people, especially if you're into the punk scene or hardcore scene. But even if you haven't heard about them, it's really interesting to hear about the local scene and how it developed. Really interesting. No frills podcast. There's no music intro. There's no music outro. There's no intro at all. It's just, here is Joseph and here is his guest, and they're going to talk. Sometimes it's short. Sometimes it's longer. It's really worth listening to. I recommend it highly. And if I can recommend one last one today, I'm going to recommend a another music-related podcast that I think I might have mentioned a little bit once before, but I haven't spent a lot of time talking about, The Combat Jack Show. Now, I know that typically I focus on lesser-known podcasts, and maybe a lot of you people haven't heard of The Combat Jack Show. That's why I want to talk about it, but it's not exactly lesser-known. If you go to the music section of iTunes, it's regularly in the top 10. I think it was number 3 or 4 last time I checked. But deservedly so. It's a good podcast. And Combat Jack is a former lawyer, attorney, whatever you want to call him, to hip-hop artists and people in that realm, entertainers. And he also, when he retired from that, I believe he was the editor-in-chief or one of the people behind, I wish I could remember which magazine, it might have been Vibe. It might have been a different one, one of the big hip-hop magazines. And when he left doing that, he got into internet radio. And internet radio then eventually led to podcasting. Really interesting stuff. He's got really cool guests, mostly hip-hop people, but also then he'll have people like DeRay McKesson on, talking about the Black Lives Matter movement. He'll have all different types of other folks that pop in. There was a really awesome episode with Bun B, who's a rapper, if you're not familiar with him, as well as a professor, who were teaching a class on hip-hop and faith together, and it was really interesting. I actually ended up auditing the course for free online, because they did like a shortened online version on edx.org, edx.org, cool site to do like free non-credit courses, although they have some things that are, you can get certificates and stuff for it. You have to pay for that, but I checked that course out, and I unfortunately didn't devote as much time as I should have to it, because it was really interesting, but I was really busy at the time. But I plan to maybe check it out again, and that said, that's the kind of thing you'll hear about and discover through this podcast, and it's really just a good podcast. If you're not into hip hop, maybe it's not your thing, but you should check out the guest list so you can maybe see some of the other folks who've been on the podcast who have interesting things to say. So with that, I leave you this short episode. I hope you enjoyed the intro music, and I hope you enjoy the outro music. You can see those bands below or to the side or whatever on the show notes with some links. Friends of mine in regards to the opening band, who is Awaking Mercury, who I mentioned briefly on this episode. And a song from another friend, Natalie, who was on my other podcast, The Farsighted. Her band is called Naive Sense. She is a transgender woman who is fronting an awesome hardcore punk band that you should check out. And this is one of their more recent singles. In fact, it was the most recent single at the time I recorded this. It may or may not be when you're listening to it. But they're over at Bandcamp. You can find their link as well in the show notes. And it's a really good face-melting rock and roll track. I appreciate you coming out. I appreciate that you are also interested in finding out more about new and exciting and whatever podcasts and podcasters. I'll see you guys in a few weeks with Garrett. Hopefully we get that locked down real soon. And if you are interested in having your podcast as part of this, or have me check it out, or you're just interested in talking about podcasts or talking about your podcast or whatever, feel free to reach out. You can see on the website, I can be reached at justincharlesharlan@gmail.com. You can use the form in there to send me an email. I don't know, because I've been working on the site, where my email addresses are and aren't listed. But like I said, justincharlesharlan@gmail.com. Or real simple, farsightedblog@gmail.com. Just like the website, farsightedblog.com. Thanks again. Talk to you guys soon, and drive all night.